פרשת שלח, וידבר השם המוישה לאמור, שלח לכו אנושים יעשו את ההסכמה של מוישה לישראל, ישאכו למטה אבוי סב תשלוח כל נוסי בוהם. שלח לכו אנושים, Rashi says, "Loma nismecha parshas meraglim the parshas Miriam." Why was parshas meraglim next to parshas Miriam? In the smichas advarim, we finished off parshas Baaloischa with the parsha of Miriam. Miriam had saras for speaking against her brother Moshe. So the question is, why was the Parsha Meraglim next to Parsha Miriam? So Rashi says a fascinating thing. Fishalokso al iske dibo. She was lokso. She was smitten. She was punished. Al iske dibo. On the word iske of her talking. She spoke against her brother. The Rishoyim Halolu, they saw what happened in Marshes Miriam, the Loi Lachu Musa. Meaning to say, Lefi Rashi, the bench on a Tanchuma, Be'etzim, it's not Rashi, it's Tanchuma. But the Tanchuma is teaching us that there was an extra time over here on the Meraglim. The fact that they spoke Lashon Hara, the fact that they went ahead and they spoke against Eretz Yisrael, not being able to go into Eretz Yisrael, Lashon Hara on the Ribbono Shel Olam Ki Kav Yochel. There was a taina, of course. It was a terrible thing. Koifa Be'ikah, the Gemara says in Erechin 16. But the Ma'is at the end of the day, Rashi's saying a big yisoid over here, that there was a re'iyah, row, they saw the parish of Miriam, and for this, there was a loy lochu Musa, they should have taken Musa from the story of Miriam. They should have taken Musa from the story of Miriam. And therefore there was an extra tefiyah, there was a tefiyah on them. To show him how low the role of the Lachu Musa. What was the tefiyah of the Rishoyim, how low the role of the Lachu Musa? We always said over, Stamad, Agav, Maimon Musa, we always said over, the Chorash Shtikul Stira, because Rashi says, "Shlach Lachon, Shlach the Pasuk Yevah Yishlach Musa Mimid Baporam Api Hashem Kulam Anoshim, Kol Anoshim Mimid Kulosh Chashivas Vaoyik Sheshok Kshayrim Hoyu." Masha of them, when Moshe sent them, they were Kshayrim. What's Pshayrim Rashi was showing Malol Rov Lelochum Musa. The Teretz is it was Nisgal Musa Lamafreya. Avada and the Oifi, they would look at Kshayrim, long beards. Ishgroisa bulbs, beautiful long beards, halakha from a choshev yidin, but they were going with an atiya of a rov alaylochu musa, and when the mice they spoke later on, There was a tzvi and a mafreya. So be'etzem in the metzias, there was still kshayim until they spoke. But it was the skal and muslim mafreya that the taina wasn't ready from the rov of lochum musa. But the taina, the shayim is, what was the rov of lochum musa over here? Hagam, Miriam spoke against the person, spoke against the brother. And they said Lashon Hara against Eretz Yisrael, against the land. They said it's against the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's talking more poshut. But we could say maybe this. I want to say maybe a Knesset say this is a very important Yisoy Rebbeisai. It's the Gei Ben Olam LaAtzmo, which affects your Ben Olam LaChaveira. Miriam, if we go back to the story of Miriam Rebbeisai. But the Tabe Miriam v'Am b'Moisha al Oidois ha'Isha Kushis asher lokach ki Yishish Isha Kushis lokach. And Rashi explains the whole story that the Eishes Moisha was around, standing around. She was next to Tzipora. Next Miriam was next to her. When they came back and said Yeshua came back, Eldar made them stand b'Machad. They're saying Nevuah still. When Tzipora said that, she let out a cry. Woe to those women, the wives of these women, the Neskokel and the Nevuah. They're going to have to, they're not going to, the husbands are going to be purged from them, they're not going to be with them anymore. Like my husband was purged. Misham Yodah Miriam, so she told Aaron. Now she wasn't trying to be Ganim Moshe, but she felt that there was a wrongdoing, so she got involved. But the pasuk is mashma that there was an atia atzmis in there. Vayoyimnu haraf ach b'moishe dibe Hashem haloi gamponu dibe. She said to Aaron, "What? Just with Hashem just spoke with Moshe. He spoke to us also." Aaron and Miriam Kavon. Vayishma Hashem. She was trying to say that L'chayr in her eyes, the Rebbeinu Shlomo spoke with us, and when the person spoke with us, we didn't have to be, there was no, you know, pre sure or anything like that. We have a certain chashivos. And yet, the Kodesh Bo spoke with us, and there was no pre sure. So where did Moshe get this from? So there was a certain level of Netiyah and Negiyah in Miriam's own avodah, if we could say it, avada hakavone b'la'az l'shem shemayim, avada. She was trying to help out Tzipora, but there was a, she could have just went over to Moshe Rabbeinu and tried to ask. The words what she spoke was against her brother was the vort that she said. Alo gambonu diber. There was a certain netiyah that is Moshe Rabbeinu greater than us. We also spoke to Hashem. There was no in of prisha. And her own itiya for her own covenant, if we could say it, in that level. Avada Miriam was Miriam and Abiyah. On her own level, there was a certain itiya and a negi over there. And there, where's with the mokum for the Lashon Hara, where there's negiya atzmus. And many times, Rabbi Yisai, the yisoid of Lashon Hara is this negiya atzmus. There's something in yourselves. If Shemim would have come over to Moshe and asked, "May I explain?" Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu, Pasuk wouldn't have been there. But she tined, "Halo gambonu diber." And why are we worse? There was the tine of the Lashon Hara, because she was tined in that, why is he better than us? And there might have been in the tia for the Etzim, their own covenant on their level of Ada. And again, was pushed by a Ratzon Toiv to help out Eshe Tzipora. But there was in the tia, there was in Tosefes, Negias Atzmis. And this was the Rishoyim Halolu Lomdu L'Rov Musa. Because when they went out and they were asked to spy the land, as we know, Apid Zoyhar, they had in the Tia Atzmis, they were going to lose their Mokot. But if we don't go with the Zoyhar, the stipel is Masbin. That they felt that Moshe Rabbeinu set them out to just tell the story. They weren't asked to give their psak. And when they asked to give their psak, then the Netiyah Atzmis, the Negiyah Atzmis got involved. And that's when they said the Dibarah, so the Rishoyim are all Rov, the Lachum Musar, the Musar was supposed to be that even though Miriam spoke against her brother, but the tea over there was the reason why she spoke in such a way, which was not the right way, was because there was Negiyah Atzmis. It was Negiyah Atzmis that is Moshe better than us, again, the Fishivim Ma'alech. So to hear, they saw that when a person has a certain Negiyah, when a person puts his own interest into it in a certain way, it could affect what he's going to say. That was the Rishoyim Halolu Rov Lailachu Musa. The Musa that was supposed to take was that you see Miriam was punished with a Nega because she had a Negi'ah. And that could be the Yisoid of Lashon Hara Boisa. Because Lashon Hara, the Yisoid of Lashon Hara always is because we don't judge the person favorably. We speak on the person negatively because we look at him and assert, why is that? Because there's a negia atzmus. There's some negia. There's some nega. We call it negia. But you have your own negias. You have your own nega. And that nega is what's affecting your judgment. And therefore you judge him unfavorably, whether it's to build up your own esteem, that's when you're putting him down, or your own covet, like this week's parasha Korach is a hemshich also. The Negiyah Atzmus made him go and try to fight Moshe Rabbeinu in the Machloikes. Then that's why a person gets a nega, because Lashon Hara comes from a Negiyah. It comes from a Negiyah. There's something burning and bothering you in your life. And therefore you have to speak negative to about somebody else. Like whether you, like we said, you will have to put him down to raise yourself, or you're jealous of something that he has that you don't have. But stam, you feel like getting, you know, you have a certain type of, you know, rutzah to put somebody down. It makes you feel better, be'etzem. But there's the negiyah atzmus, boys, and that's what Lashon Hara is so terrible, boys. It's not only the etzem speaking. This Lashon Hara comes from a terrible negiyah atzmus, Rabbi said, that deep inside a person has to feel better, a person has to feel on top, a person has to feel mechubid, clapping like somebody else. A person can't lose his status, he can't lose his status symbol. And the way to accomplish what he feels is by speaking out negatively to somebody else. This is the yisoid of a rishoyim halal ra'u v'loilachu musa. They didn't see the Musa, realized how much the Gia affects Rabbi Yisai. And this is a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous. Lesson. But more than a lesson, it's scary, Rabbi Yisai. Because everybody has it. We have our own Gia's, Rabbi Yisai. Everybody has inside, deep inside, that's rolling around his heart, different feelings, and different machshavis, and different Gia's that are running around his heart. And because of that, it affects the way we see things. Role. We see a different Matthias for Boisai. When the Meraglim came to Eretz Yisrael, they saw Kimat, they saw a beautiful land, but they saw things that made them nervous. But what they saw, the disciples Mazbe Eretz Ochel Shvelot, they're seeing people dying every day. Hashem did a Latoiva. They would look like ants. That was also a toiva. They shouldn't start up on nothing but ants. But the type of proves that it can't be that it was happening all the time, because they wouldn't have been a spoil. They wouldn't have been a spoil from it. But what they saw with a rotten eye, because there was the Gia Atzmis, where they had to be poiskim. And they had to decide, so they wanted to make a decision if they had to go in, so there was no decision besides Atzma or Be'etzem, because they were going to lose, according to the Zohar, they were going to lose their Nesiyas. But whatever it is, Rabbi Yisai, could be that's the emphasis called Nasi Bahem, in the beginning of the prayer called Nasi, they had the Nesiyas was something that was causing their effect on their ear, Rabbi Yisai. This is something that is very, very, very scary, Rabbi Yisai. because we all have an agias, we all have our covet issues, we all have our taiva itzes, hakina va'taiva akovet moitzina sa'odim ha'olam. And when a person doesn't work on it, doesn't think about it, and doesn't think about it truthfully, and doesn't think about it mystically, so he can make the wrong decisions in life. But especially in his bein olam l'chaveiro, especially how he deals with others, the fights he picks, the way he looks his stockless on somebody else, the way he treats somebody else, many times it's because he looks at that person with certain glasses. He has certain glasses that he looks at. You know what those glasses say? He has certain frames on those glasses. So if he took off the glasses, he'd be able to see the person, but he has special glasses. You know what those glasses say? Those glasses are special glasses. The glasses are terrible nagua. It's terrible when the person's looking at something, you know, and the glasses are all muddy or dirty. You can see somebody, what's wrong with that guy? Let him take a shower. Why does he look so dirty? You don't realize he looks so dirty because he's looking with dirty specks. But if you take off the glass, you look at it with the real, with this real metzias of oisa. And this is what the pshat, we're looking with those glasses that have the gears of me, myself. You know what those glasses have on them? Kavoi, taiva, v'kina, kavoi, torah. They're three lenses. One lens is kina, one is taiva, and one's kavoi. It's a three lens glass of oisa. In the middle, there's another lens. And when I look through those glasses with the kina, taiva, v'kavoi in the middle of oisa, I only see the guy. Oh, he's doing a little better than me, so I have to look on, yeah. Oh, but I see how he davens, he doesn't davens as good as me. And I'm looking for his faults because I'm looking with lenses that say, kina, taiva, v'kavod. And it's going to take away from my kavod. Ah, he's not such a good guy anyway. Look how he does this, and look how he does that. But if I take off those glasses, the kina, I could see him as a beautiful person, a beautiful man for himself. And this is something that affects all our relationships, the boy said. Because what gets in the way of our relationship with other, the boy said, is this yisoid, the boy said. What about me? And I can't look at the guy objectively. It's very subjectively. I look at it only with my own vision of how it's nogeya to myself. In what way is it helping or hindering myself? That's how I'm stockless somebody else, Rabbi Yisrael. And therefore, I cannot get along with people, Rabbi Yisrael. Koyrach's whole machloikas is with Pasha. Koyrach, a terrible machloikas, because he thought he was losing his status. He should have had the status. Machloikas, destruction. Koyrach lost his whole, everything. He looked with a different stockless on Moshe Rabbeinu, the God of Ador, but he was looking with his stockless from Kina. The miraglim doyle ador kulam. The Torah says the shame. We always say over. It's not like some you know. You walk into a restaurant, it's blinking kosher. You know, sometimes the lights out. You don't know if the restaurant's kosher for that week, but it's blinking. It's playing. You know the niggun, beautiful niggun. You know, jingle bells in Hebrew. Gevaldik, must be kosher. Chazir. Hebrew letters. Ah, that's kosher. It's not kosher. The Torah says kosher. But they were stockless, the stockless, they put on different glasses. When the Gia Gansen, Lashon Hara, put down, we can't go in, this and that, Rabbi Yisrael. When you put on those glasses, Rabbi Yisrael, your mamish will not be able to see the good, Rabbi Yisrael. And this is what affects our relationship with people. We can get, if the Torah wants to get along, Chaverim Kol Yisrael, we say it every time before the Shkodesh, Chaverim Kol Yisrael, why can't I stand my next door neighbor? Why can't I stand my next door neighbor? He's such a nice guy, friendly guy, Bal Stoker. Look at how he does for everybody. Look at the Milas. I look at him, terrible. He leaves something on the stairs. He's a Bal Stoker. Look, yesterday he came in the thing, he came up the stairs making noise, he was so loud. You know, he was so loud, he was helping, he was talking very loud. He was trying to help a little kid who was hearing impaired. But you didn't see that. Oh, he talked so loud, Flav calmed down, he's a big tzaddik, all of a sudden, he talked so loud. You could have looked at it differently. You know why? You know why he's singing that way? Nothing to do with him. It's called Lamborghini glasses. The new glass that just came out. Yesterday he rolled up in a Lamborghini. You have a Dodge Dart, 74. You went to the station, to the mechanic last week. He says, we don't sell pipes for that car anymore. it's extinct with the dinosaurs. He rolled up, so now you could be very friendly with him, but you put on those Lamborghini glasses. I don't know if he's such a good guy, good big boy, such a bald stalker. I don't know how to hush such a hush of a rov he is in the first place. Why? Because he was jealous. The kinder glasses went on yesterday. And the covered glasses go on the day before. You see him differently. If a person looks with his negias, he's going to see a person a different way. You're not seeing the true MS of the person. But if you take off those glasses, when take off those glasses, you see in the right way. And this is the robe of Allah Musa. The negias glass they had on, they see a sword the wrong way. And this is the metzias of Oisai, of our relationship issues, whether it's with our friends, with our roommates, with different people we have, even with our wives, even with our wives, we have problems with our wives. You know why? Because we come home, and our wives had an easy day. We had a little bit harder day. Kinder glasses are on. What's going on here? How come supper's not ready? It's coming in a second. He's all angry. He says, what kind of wife do I have? He's angry because of one thing. He was jealous. She had a good day today. He didn't have such a good day. He's jealous. He has kino. He has taiv. He has COVID issues. She didn't stand up for him. She was holding three triplets in her hand. She couldn't get up when he walked into the room. COVID glasses go on. What kind of wife do I have? What kind of respect does she treat me? She has three legs, arms in her arms. She can't get up. Take it easy, rabbi. She can't stand up for you right now. COVID glasses go on. For wife, she's good, but she could treat me with a little bit more respect. It's all coming, Rabbi Yisrael, from Midas Royce, from the kinet tie of the COVID glasses, Rabbi Yisrael. We got to go to the optometrist. We have to go to the optometrist and get new glasses, Rabbi Yisrael, to see right. They beg the Rebbeinu to see right. That's working on the Midas, Rabbi Yisrael. Work on a person's midas, toiv, midas. And the main, when you work on your midas, you see good, you see emes and midas, you see emes toiv, but if you talk, you're living in a life of kinet tayv and kovod, that's all you see, Rabbi said. So the negiyas affect your ear and gansin, and all the relationships, lashon hara, that's the yisod of all lashon hara, Rabbi said. Lashon hara speaking against the neighbors and the people in shul, it's all because those glasses go on, Rabbi said. The person has to mitar himself, mitar the lev, Rabbi said. Then, be'ezda Hashem, he can have shalom. Bein ish la'ol, bein ish la'ishtoi, bein olam l'chavei, Rabbi said. Should be zoicha, and bein olam l'mokoi. We see the Rebbeinu Shlom different with those glasses also. Should be zoicha to see good, Rabbi said, to see the MS, and be zoicha to achav v'ach v'reyes v'shalom al-Yisrael.